Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another I'm trying to find a word that starts with the R, but it's not quite coming out. Too much NBA basketball last night. Yay, the Trailblazers actually pulled out a win. I don't know what that means. I just know that we're going forward rather than, you know, being done for the season. And I'm really not that much of a basketball fan, but I feel like I should watch it, being that, you know, I live in this town and whatnot. So, anyways, I want to welcome you to the call, the very last call of April 2016. May starts tomorrow, and it is going to be a great month to springboard literally into spring. And lots of stuff is in the works. A new product will be introduced, and I want to put that at the top of the list here. My agenda for today, several of you are on the line that took part last weekend in Orlando at the amazing field event, and we didn't get a chance to hear from you, obviously, because you were in a session. So if you're on the line today, we want to hear from you. I've already asked Gene Brock to be ready to go at a moment's notice and share some of the snapshots that she had gleaned from this event. I feel like I was there and talking with some of the people, just some of the key themes that were presented. So I want to talk about that. And then I also, actually right after that, I want to go into two other things that are happening and taking place. One is, I believe it's called Freedom Tax Day or Tax Freedom Day. We celebrated it last Sunday, and the day moves depending on all kinds of stuff that's way above my pay grade to understand. But for Americans, that is the day that we work to basically pay for taxes. And, you know, when I read the article about that and read how it all got started by an individual, and then now a company does it and predicts that and does all the mathematical forecasting for looking at what we have the opportunity to do, even as a part-time Nikanite, what we can gain, and share some highlights from what Stacy and I have gleaned in some of the things we've been able to do. And I want to hear from others as well. And then thirdly, what was my third thing? Oh, I will explain it, and I'll keep doing it. I think this week I hit an all-time high of five or six people, I can't remember now, that I individually took the time, either face-to-face or over the phone, to explain why it is imperative that there be absolutely no orders placed underneath our ID number. And what I mean by that, unless you're clicking the retail button and you're paying for retail, but the benefits, the tax benefits, the income earned from, especially when it comes to our consumable auto ship products, month after month after month, and what we can gain from that. Because what we're finding is there are still people, and I was part of this until last Sunday. I finally pulled the trigger and pushed the delete button on our auto ship, which was set up in August of 1995. The same auto ship has been going for more than 20 years, and I just said, you know, it's time to delete it, and we did. And now we have all of our consumables, our monthly consumption, going in a customer order underneath of our daughter, and it's working. And you can see it on the commission's earnings statement, how we get so much more out of that, even if we're a brand new consultant, what we gain financially, because the money's there and we might as well earn it. So I want to chat briefly about that as well. And then also, I'll announce it now and I'll remind again, is that Monday is the May kickoff call. And this is going to be one of those groundbreaking ones, because most of us have no idea what the new product is that's going to be introduced. A lot of us have speculated that it's a consumable, which would be great. We always could use some more consumables. But Monday night, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, that's 9 out on the East Coast. The phone number is in the conference call schedule, but since I've got it right up here in front of me, I will go ahead and give that number now. Well, I thought I had it right up in front of me. All you got to do is click on the information center and go down to the conference call schedule. And, computer saying I'm not connected to the internet. Well, that's not true because I am connected to the internet. So let's see if we can't bring that back up again here. Conference call number for the May kickoff, 6 p.m. again on May 2nd, Monday, May 2nd. Area code 641-715-3570. And the code for that is 444-801. Again, 444-801, followed by the pound key, of course, or the hashtag, or the tic-tac-toe key, whatever you want to call it. And again, the phone number is area code 641-715-3570. Jeff needs to get a new picture there, Jeff Eisen. There's a little less of him to love because he's trimmed down since that picture was taken. Anyways, so that's Monday night. You don't want to miss that. Again, new product will be introduced along with new enhancements and other things like the new entrepreneur. I don't think we've had a call. No, we have not since the Entrepreneurs Club has been unveiled. This is basically a spinoff of the 21 Club / Paragon Award, kind of rolled in one. It's no longer based on doing 21 presentations. It's basically based on doing three. You introduce three people in the same calendar month that all advance to senior, and that is acquisition of customers, consultants, whatever, but they build themselves to three, build themselves to 1,500 points as a senior. And you do three of those in a 30-day period of time, and not necessarily in 1 month, but in 30 days, then you pull it off. And they don't have to be connected to the same A presenter. It can be a variety of different sources connecting them to NECAN. And when you do that, you get $300, you get the special award, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I'm sure Jeff will be going over that as well. So let's go to San Antonio, Texas, to Gene Brock. And Gene, of course, you're not a newcomer to conference calls. You know, you do need to hit *6 on your phone line to demute. And tell us about your weekend, last weekend, for you and Dan. I presume it was you and Dan that... Because you, when I talked to you when you were driving back, you said we. Or I think you texted me and said we. So I presume it was the duo.
Well, it was. Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, it was Dan and I actually going down there. Liz Coker rode with us and a lovely young lady that's her new customer, probably consultant by now. And then they had to fly back because we were taking our time. So it was a wonderful trip. But we had fun, and they, you know Liz, so you can imagine, they made it extra fun going down there. And I have this little mastermind group where four or five of us, really, one just got a full-time job, here in San Antonio. Most of them are cross-line to me, and they couldn't go, and they asked me to summarize it, and all I can say, I will give you some highlights for you, but my gosh, it is impossible to summarize something like that. The energy... The confirmation that most of us are all on the same page, and just the energy was amazing to me. And I know I've said when I've left other conventions, this is the best one ever, but really, really. So I don't know, Vince, I don't know what was already shared. I don't want to be redundant because you've had...
Well, you know, Gene, you talk about the energy and the collectiveness coming together in one mind, that not the majority, but a lot of the presentations were a panel format, and a lot of the pictures that I saw posted were groups of people sharing.
Yeah, that was true. Yeah.
Yeah, and that brings a totally different emphasis rather than one, you know, talking head, one person up front sharing, but a collective mindset. And you know, a lot of the education that I've learned over the years has been through a setting like what we're doing right now, a sparring of sorts of people all in the same mindset, having a conversation. You know, I know Ruth Graham Bell, Billy Graham's wife, said, you know, when two people come together and they have a conversation, they both will leave changed. If they don't, then nothing really transpired. And that's...
Then, yeah, what was the use of the conversation, right?
Yeah, exactly. That a conversation or a coming together of, you know, two or more will create a changed life. And I got the sense that that was one of the the key elements of group sharing. And I know that several people had new folks there that one gentleman said, you know, I wanted to strategize with my new person. This was his first ever Nikan event, but he wouldn't come out of the session. He was just so, you know, enthralled.
Oh, it was difficult for me, believe me. So what I did, I just did kind of a bullet point summary for my mastermind group on Thursday and just went over some, you know, key things or things they might not have heard, and I can throw some of those out for you if you want.
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely, go ahead.
And you may have heard all this, but maybe people on the call haven't. So one thing, we started with HVM, and, you know, it was free this time for everybody was automatically registered if they registered for the conference. And there were about 150 people, I believe, in that, can you imagine, that size class. And Jeff did a fabulous job. It was amazing with that many people. We even did the I+M=R, and it was all just fun. And I think everybody I talked to really had a good time. And there were some people, first-timers, in that class, too. And, of course, you have to leave out some of the things. And those of us who are veterans, that human being more missed a couple of the exercises that we've, you know, been used to for years. But it was good. And then one of the things, and this is just kind of a potpourri, so if you have questions about it, but you may have heard this. You know how Dr. Ash has been doing Stump the Doc occasionally on your...
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear? He has volunteered to set up a weekly call on the Zoom call, and I don't know yet, you know, if, when it's going to be. We haven't heard, but do the Stump the Doc so people can just.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we'll be, as soon as we get the intel on that, make sure we announce it, because a lot of times, you know, I discovered from the Wednesday presentation that I host, which is just purely testimonies, that being able to share, especially from a doctor's perspective, more of a, okay, this is what, you know, what I would suggest using, this is what I would recommend, that's huge. So that's wonderful to have Dr. Ash be, you know, come forward and do that for us. That's really wonderful.
Oh, I was excited. She was very involved throughout this time, and we were all very excited about that. Another thing, and again, this is kind of jumping around, and I don't know who said this, but have you ever heard before that with, I know we've all gotten complaints that our system, water system, does not take out 100% of the chloride. And one of the speakers said, okay, if they're that concerned that it takes out only 67%, put the water through twice, and then it would...
Fluoride.
And fluoride, what I say. I meant
fluoride. He said chloride. I'm like, that must be a new chemical. Yeah, fluoride.
No, I meant fluoride, I'm sorry. Yeah, so had you heard that before? I hadn't ever thought of
that. Different people speculate that, hey, if it only takes out, you know, 50%, well, we could run it back through again, and then we'd be up to 75%, and so on. And mathematically, it doesn't quite work that way.
Yeah, that's what
I was
told. Because he was saying it would take out 100% if you did it twice, and I wasn't quite sure that worked. But anyway,
no.
That was something they brought out. Also, same person brought out that there's a YouTube, tap water is poisonous.
Yes, and if people have not watched that, again, go on YouTube and type in tap water is poisonous. It's a short video from a homeopathic doctor that is really fantastic. It was a fantastic endorsement of the PIMAG water. And obviously they showed that in Orlando.
Yeah, and no, I don't think they showed it in the States. They just talked about it. And to be honest, I haven't gone back and done it. I just realized
okay.
He suggested putting it on your phone. He said it was brief. Putting it on your phone, and you can just bring it up and show it to someone when you're talking about water.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to do that. I'm putting a double star by that now. And then another thing he was saying, because we've talked a lot about we need to be asking for referrals a lot more than a lot of us do, and whoever this was, that he offered a free filter cartridge for every referral that results in a waterfall sale.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was a neat idea, and why not with the sports bottle, too? Say,
mm-hmm.
You know, the first someone to me that buys a sports bottle, and I'll give you the next filter free. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting thing. You probably got the date of the new product. May 11th is when we have a new product coming out.
But it's being introduced on Monday the 2nd, correct?
Well, from what I understood, they're going to introduce that it's going to be introduced on the kickoff call, and then they said there would be a live launch May 11th.
Oh, wonderful.
That's not a weekend, so I'm not sure what that means. But We'll find out Monday night. They'll either introduce the product or tell us what it's, you know, what they're going to
okay.
do about it. So. And then, let's see, if you haven't heard yet, the 2017 Chief Heinzen Tai Chi trip is going to be to Cabo San Luca.
Oh, wonderful. 2017. Okay.
Yeah, so next year. So whoever earns it this year, in other words, will go next, I guess it's spring, I'm not sure they didn't say the date, to Cabo San Luca for the 2016 win.
Okay.
Dr. Naidu, I think we've all heard about his videos and seen them. He did two wonderful videos. Have you seen those, Vance? The lactoferrin?
The video on osteodense, the video on lactoferrin. They are both posted. If you're looking for those still, you go on to Facebook and just look up Dr. Naidu, and they're both right there. They're absolutely phenomenal.
They're on YouTube also. If somebody isn't on Facebook, which few people aren't, I know, understand. And also, he's writing a book and doing a longer movie. And from what I understand, both of those are not just about his products that he's made for us, but about NewGen Technologies. So,
oh, wow.
Very exciting. And we'd already heard that from someone else, but they confirmed it down there on stage. So that was neat. Annie Ancock, do you remember hearing her before? She's the creator of Tiaga and Progesterol. And amazing lady. She's actually the founder and CEO of the company that makes those. She didn't, and the researcher that developed them.
Okay, I knew that she was a rep. I didn't realize what, but that video that she did a few years ago when they originally introduced the progesterol is fantastic in that she cites and even shows the charts of the laboratory studies that were done on mice, giving them a high cholesterol diet.
Yeah, she did that on stage, and she gave us a little trivia that I don't know if it was in the first one that I don't remember, but maybe it was, about the mocking berries being from Patagonia, and she said it's grown in one of the cleanest places on Earth, and it was discovered by the Mapuche Indians, but she talked about it being good also for immune health, anti-influenza, and a COX-2 inhibitor, and I got to do some more looking into that. COX-2 inhibitor, that's what Vioxx and Celebrex and those drugs that cause all those heart attacks do. I mean, they inhibit COX-2, which causes joint inflammation and so forth, so... I'd never heard that before, and I've got a question mark by it on my to look it up. But she was just phenomenal in her explanation, and she did go through all of the research and so forth. She also talked about statins causing decreased brain function, and that progesterol is neuroprotective. It protects our brain and nervous system and prevents muscle wasting that is caused by statins and just by aging. So, anyway, and then they talked about magnetics quite a bit, of course, and that some people are more sensitive than others. And I think those of us who've been in a while know this, but apparently some people were surprised that some people are so sensitive that they don't do well if you rub, say, the Mag Duo on the skin, but you spin it from a little distance instead, and they'll get a better effect. So you just have to know whether, you know, trial and error, I guess. I had a cousin once who I was using, I was actually in San Diego at a wellness preview. I have this cousin who's a self-proclaimed hypochondriac in the going, and she always has backs as well as other problems. And I started doing the Mag Voice on her back, and she practically screamed, "That hurts, stop it." And there was a doctor, I don't remember who he was, I didn't know him at the time, it was a large meeting, but there was somebody who turned out to be an MD standing behind me, and he said, "Can I try that?" on her, and Barb said, "If you don't hurt me like Gene did," made me feel real good, and he spun them about 6 inches back, and it felt great and helped her back, so that was a good reminder for me that we, you know, have people with varying degrees of sensitivity to the magnet, so.
Yeah, Emily is that way, our middle daughter, that if you touch the Mag Duo on her body, she just, you know, goes crazy, because she's so sensitive and ticklish, but you spin it over. And I know the many times giving her a rollout, even giving her, you know, using the Mag Creator on her, that we have to spin over her body without touching the Mag Duo to kind of desensitize her, because she's so, you know, just, I mean, if you just raise your hands and your fingers and look like you're going to tickle her, she starts getting squeamish. So I mean, it's kind of pathetic in one sense, but yeah, it's, you know, and you know, I did an appointment yesterday with a gal who was really, really intuitive to how her body works, and basically was doing her own muscle resistance testing as she's trying different, you know, products, the Mag Steps versus the M Steps and the M Strides, and she ended up, you know, having better balance and strength with the M Strides versus the M Steps, which is, you know, always my go-to, you know, preferred product. But then with the CM cream and then with the duct on her knee, it's just every single thing. And when I left, she just, you know, her sensitivity was, she said, Vance, I can sense that this is, I can feel the difference right now. And some people are just more intuitive than others, but
they are, and not just people. Ash talked about he had a session on animals that he spoke on for a few minutes, and he was saying the same thing for horses. He's worked a lot with horses, and he said, and don't worry, like if you use the Power Mag or the Mag Creator on a horse, it will let you know whether it's irritated by it or relaxed, and you can tell pretty quickly. But let's see, and I don't know why I inserted this in the middle of everything else, because Gary Lindner had several just wonderful sessions and things to say, but I love his healthy by choice, not by chance tagline that he's using, and I just think that is a great, great summary of what we really are teaching people, that you can choose to be healthy. And we talked a lot about using the term self-care as opposed to wellness, not to never use wellness, but that it is so overused, applying to dog food and, you know, all kinds of things, that we kind of got carried away with that word. So using self-care has really, really impressed a lot of people. I talked to a new gal there who'd never, well, it was the one that came with Liz, and she said she just, the word wellness didn't mean much to her when she first heard it, but boy, talked about self-care or ownership of your health, and she just said, oh, my brain just turned on, and I thought, wow, this is what I need to learn about. So just thought I'd throw that out.
Yeah, I know. And because when you look at the concept of both Rite Aid and CVS and, you know, Walgreens.
Oh, yeah.
Utilizing that.
Center.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going, since when did a pharmacy become a wellness center?
Right.
You know,
and their wellness center means come get your flu shot, you know, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, anyway, I agree. I mean, I've used the word wellness for years in the corporate world when I managed health services. That was a brand new word, and it did mean what we mean for it to mean, you know, optimum health. But, it's so I think a lot of people are calling themselves, and I like this, self-care advocates.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, just like that, you're going to hear a lot more about that. South America, did you hear anything about the ladies from South America that talked? There was the Consultant of the Year for South America and the Consultant of the Year for Colombia and Ecuador. It was very emotional. Some of our Canadian people were affected by the earthquake in Ecuador.
And there was a collection taken up, correct?
There was collection taken, and just in the room that during that last session that afternoon, I think it was, whenever, right before lunch, I think, Susan Carver had passed out just plain white envelopes and said, just, you know, do what you can. If it's a few dollars, you know, everybody helps. And it was $4,700-something collected just right then. And then she handed a stack of bills at the party that night to them, and just, she didn't say how much more, but she just said, here, we have some more for you. So generosity of our Sneak-In people was amazing.
And that, to the stories that I had heard is that because of the recent earthquakes down in Ecuador, that several of our consultants, their homes were either damaged or destroyed.
Oh, that's
and,
what I mean.
Yeah.
We definitely had people affected that are in the so it was quite emotional. And then the lady, I'm afraid I have the mix up as to which is which. I think it was the one that's the Consultant of the Year for Colombia. It might have been the one for Ecuador. Sorry, I'm not sure from my notes here, but her daughter's also a Nican and translated for her. And one of them had been to the United States on vacation and lost not only an arm of her own, but her niece died in the accident, the auto accident.
Mm.
And this lady's amazing. She was one of the consultants of the year, either for South America or for just Ecuador. I'm not sure, but she's just amazing. I mean, she has shared Nican products. She's, you know, just amazing how she has recovered. She's got internal injuries, she said, that have, she's avoided some very complex surgeries, I'll just say it that way, that that the doctors had recommended because of our Nutrien products. So she's really outstanding. Anyway, the next thing on my notes is, I'm sure you know this already, that a former Nutrien Diamond consultant that's been gone for several years is back as a, not as a Nutrien consultant as in distributor, but as a marketing consultant to help us with customer acquisition, learning more about that. You know that, right?
Yes. Well, during the call last, actually Saturday, Mary Bowser texted me the photo of Marty Jeffries on the
street. Marty Jeffries, yeah. And I wouldn't have recognized him with the beard and everything, but he came up that before he was on stage. When he first came in, we were just all milling around, and he came up behind Liz Coker and I, and my back was to him, actually, but that voice, as soon as I heard his voice. And he said something to Liz about always reminding him of the coal miner's daughter, and that had always been kind of a thing. And I, oh my gosh, it's Marty. So, and I'd already heard him coming, but he is.
And yeah, and for the folks that don't know who Marty Jeffries is, he's a very, very successful business entrepreneur in the Toronto area, and I believe he's living in California now, and working with or helping people in the addiction industry. I can't remember exactly what it was.
I know, I didn't, yeah, he is working in the addiction industry, among other things. He's worked with a lot of different companies, and I don't know too much about, you know, what he's been doing in between, but I do know he said he'd been keeping an eye on Nutrien all this time, and we're finally doing what he felt we should be doing to start with, and that is serving customers as our number one goal. So,
yeah, and it's, you know, and I think that having someone of his insight, again, coming from the business world, again, very successful entrepreneur in that industry, being able to look at it from that perspective to bring us, you know, to the forefront of, hey, this is what people are looking for, and, you know, not everybody, especially those of us here in the States. When you talk about, I mean, I look at the list of people that I know who were once in business, had their own businesses, but they couldn't handle the fact that they had to pay for their own insurance, or they had to, you know, do their own accounting. They just, all that stuff was above them, and finding the security of going to work for somebody else so they didn't have to do that. Not everybody's interested in doing things as a business. That entrepreneurial spirit, when we have gotten entrenched, and you know, over 90% of us are employees, and that's our main source of income. That being said, having a customer focus that people can just get hooked up for absolutely free, not having to pay a membership fee or anything like that, but get directly connected to the company as a customer to have direct access so that they can get the products. That's absolutely huge. So having Marty in that role will be wonderful.
Yeah, he's actually going to have a coaching, you probably heard that, coordinate a coaching program about customer acquisition, and more details to come out in the next couple of days about that. And so that's going to be exciting for those who can do it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And also the Watanabe Scholarship, William talked about that, the Watanabe Scholarship Program, and the fact that people just aren't applying, and they're really encouraging. There's going to be a national press release in the next couple of days, and I already saw it on Facebook. William, did you see William had put about the scholarship on there? Apparently by law, they can only give scholarships to 20% of applicants, and he's only getting about 20 a year. And
yep.
So people who have kids, and I've got to check this out. Do you know if grandchildren are, he said grandchildren are involved, and I didn't see that when I read it in writing, that you,
yes,
could, if you were silver or above, your grandchildren were eligible. Do you know?
Yes. Yeah. My interpretation is that what I'd heard was that the requirement of being silver and above was being lowered to senior and above. But all
that's the, no, William's already received that. Barbara told us, she talked to him, Barbara Fairwhite, and if I'm not mistaken, well, I'm not mistaken, she said that he said that he was mistaken about that. It is still silver and above.
Okay.
That you have to be as a consultant yourself, but what I've got to check out about whether he was right about grandchildren, because I've got a junior in high school granddaughter. So But she's given him supposedly she has over $1 billion just for the scholarship Mr. Watanabe does, and he wants to give them away. So
yeah, no. When it was established, it was initially started had $15 million in the account, and
yeah.
That is having served on the as the association president of our fire department when I was a volunteer. We gave away a scholarship every year, and you know by law that you have to have so many people apply in order to give it. And different states have different, you know, parameters, but there's not enough people applying for this scholarship every single year. So both kids and grandchildren of active in good standing silvers can apply for this. So.
Okay. That's what I wanted to confirm about the grandchildren, because my children are all grown and they've been to college. I wish they had full scholarships. Some of them had some partials, but and they do give them, and it's 100% full scholarships for anywhere. I mean, they can go to Harvard or Yale or wherever they want to go. It's not limited, and it's not based on financial need either. It's based on their other qualifications academically, and you know, being well-rounded. And, I think they look at volunteer work and all that kind of stuff. But I know Sherry Danzig's daughter is in her second year of medical school funded by this. So, I got just three or four more. Do you want me to go on?
Go ahead and finish them up, and then we'll jump into the aspects of the customer program that I want to hit on again.
Okay. Well, I will go. I talk fast anyway, I know, but I'll go. The last day, and I won't hit all of these, but on Sunday morning, They had different diamonds and royal diamonds. I just do a royal diamond anyway. Come up and just ask them to give one or two tips, just final thoughts, you know. And Susan Carver started with the fact that these are, she said, all on the bestseller list, top 10 right now, just to show what we are in the right place here. Sleep Revolution, Transforming Your Life One Night at a Time. Sleep, the book people are looking for. How to Find the Work You Were Meant to Do. Longevity book, Science of Aging, Biology, Strength, and Time, Disrupt Aging, and the End of Heart Disease. Now, that's six of them out of top 10 that have to do with things that we can help people with. So, I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, no, it is in the sense that, especially when you just focus on the aspect of sleep, because the body, you know, demands it. And but people we're not sleeping. We're sleeping less. One of the biggest culprits of that is our communication devices that seem to always reside on our nightstands, which is just, you know, tragic. But because we feel like we should be able to be reached, you know, 24/7, because that latest, you know, Facebook post about, you know, Aunt Elma's cute little, you know, chihuahua, you know, jumping up onto the table, we just have to see it when it happens at 3 a.m., and that, you know, is very disruptive to a normal sleep schedule. So, you know, but that's one of the biggest culprits. But people, we just aren't sleeping anymore. So being able to address that is absolutely huge. And obviously,
and
people are looking.
Sleep centers that are popping up everywhere. Somebody brought up that there were something like 3 of them in the whole country about 20 years ago, and now they're well over 3,000. They're just popping up everywhere. And they do a study, and then they tell you need to have a CPAP machine or something. They're really not getting to the root of the problem. Let's see. Barbara Bertucci said something I highlighted because I thought it was neat. Just be the person you would want to recruit. And I thought that was neat. And, we did talk, though, in one of the sessions a lot about the personality types and how to distinguish. They did a really cute role play. It was Barbara and Susan Carver. About, like, how would if a controller approach a promoter, et cetera. And we've all been through some of that before, but it was cute the way they did it. And let's see. I'll just end with the last quote from Mike DiMuccio was, 20 years from now, what would you wish you had done today?
That's powerful.
Okay. That was very powerful. So those are just highlights, but like I said, it's impossible to summarize the energy and the feeling of cohesiveness, I guess I should say, that I felt this time more than ever, ever before. And just the enthusiasm. And San Antonio's going to be even bigger by far.
Yeah, and on that note, because it's in your own backyard, that next October, tickets are already on sale. The RoyalAlliance.com is the best source that I found, the easiest access of them, and you can see the theater, you can see the layout, and extremely discounted when you buy a block of five, and I would encourage people to look at that and, you know, make a few phone calls, say, look, now's the time we need to make the decision. I'm going to buy this block of five. It greatly reduces the price. I need a check. I need your money now. And it's first-come, first-served basis. It is theater style. It'll not be in a ballroom around, you know, tables. But absolutely gorgeous facility. And now is the time to make the decision to make that happen. And or step out in faith and buy a block of five, knowing that you're going to have four other people, you know, join you in that. And those of us who are or were part in 2015, the Rising Star program, many of us have earned free tickets to that. They do need to be purchased, and then 2 weeks after the event, you'll get reimbursed by Nikken for attending that event because you were quality enrolled every single month in 2015, or hit 12 months in a row, I should say. So that technically. Yes, go ahead.
Do we have to purchase them through the ticket sales, through the official ticket sales, or can we buy them from another individual?
I think either way, as long as it's a ticket that's purchased, then you know, I don't know how the documentation process will work on getting reimbursed for that. But, you know, for example, some people may not have joined Nikken until, you know, April of last year, but the qualifications were, and I think I'd have to double check this to see if it works, that it's 12 months of being quality enrolled. So you're not penalized if you started in April and joined because you didn't know about Nikken, you know, January, February, or March. But we'll have to look at that. But most of the people who were quality enrolled for 12 consecutive months, part of that Rising Star program, have already been notified of that, should have received an email with that specific on it. So that's another reason to look at San Antonio and just, again, making a decision that you want to be a part. You know, for me, San Antonio and Logan are two things that are just going to be staples that are just, you know, yeah, well, that's common knowledge that those are two events that I'm going to be at every single year because of the format and what's delivered. And big decisions are made at big events, and San Antonio is one that you want to be a part of. Besides the great food, it's just the people, you know, being there in that setting, in that environment, to see what's going on is absolutely huge. So, yeah, you don't want to miss it by any means. So on that note, I just saw something on the website that somehow I'd missed this week, and I don't know how I missed it. But, and this is based on your feedback and the customer demand that the original Air Wellness Power 5 filters will be back in stock mid-June. So a couple more months and we will have those back. This is the original tower, the tallest air unit that Nikken introduced years ago, that we will have the filters back for that. They had talked about discontinuing them, and I have no idea what went into that, but we will have those back. So that's wonderful news because I know lots of people purchase those and have those and need to maintain them properly. So that's on the website. Those will be back come sometime mid-June. And then, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, customers. We should not have, as a consultant, and I'm still seeing people in our organization that every single month they're losing out on money because they're continuing an auto ship underneath their own ID number. And let me give an example of the gentleman, and I, to not embarrass him by any means, but a gentleman I had breakfast with on Thursday morning who is an executive. And he said between him and his wife, they have an auto ship every single month, about $300. And no other customers to speak of. So every single month since January, they have not, since we converted over to this new standard, they have not received a commission check at all, not even a reimbursement, you know, a 10% reimbursement on that auto ship order that they've been consuming. So when he left, he said, I can't wait to get home, and I'm going to go through and cancel my auto ship and then set up a customer and transfer our auto ship underneath that customer. And, you know, I later dialogued with him via email, and, you know, when you break it down, a $300 auto ship placed underneath of a customer, yes, you'll pay 5% more on that order than he would as a consultant, but here's the big but, is that he'll be receiving back 25% commission automatically, and then because he has a customer and he has over 100 points order, 100 point, you know, in a calendar month, he'll also receive his regular commission as an executive. So now he'll get the 10% of the commissionable volume, which is roughly about 250-ish, somewhere in there. So he'll be earning another $25 commission off of that, which he was not getting before. So when you break down the numbers, he'll be earning right around $100 on that same auto ship order that he was not earning before. So that's, when you break down the numbers, that's a 33% return for him as an executive, a reimbursement or a rebate that he was not getting before, all because he took his own personal consumption order and put it underneath of a customer on AutoShip. And as I scroll down our organization, I'm still seeing people, I see these little stars, and when I click on the star, I look at their order and see that most of the items they're ordering are consumables. And if they would put that underneath of a customer, then they would get that 25% commission. So, and if there's anybody that's going, no, wait a second, I still have to have a 100-point order auto ship underneath my own ID number. No, you don't, because any customer that's registered underneath of you is attached to your ID number. So that counts as that 100-point order. So I can't encourage you enough, and as one of our consultants asked me this week, she said, well, do you think Nikan's going to figure out what we're doing and take it away from us? I said, no, they're not going to take it away from us at all. So just as an encouragement again, please don't have an auto ship order or even ordering items underneath your own ID number. You're missing out on a commission, okay? It's just one extra step to receive 25% back, especially on the consumables that you're placing on auto ship. So, and segueing right into that.
I have a question about that.
Go ahead, Molly.
My daughter in Orlando, she says she's aware of doing that. However, what if a customer was audited on their income tax audited, that reported such and such amount of income, but then when we continue order under the customer, they have more expended money than their income, then in the revenue might have suspicious of some kind on the burden onto the customer.
Well, it would if their Social Security number was on file with Nikan, but because they're a customer, it's not. And so there are no tax records that are going to be submitted to the IRS, and even if they were audited, their credit card is not paying for these orders that you're putting underneath of them. So it's just like yesterday. I'm doing an appointment, and I went to register the customer, and for some reason, the Nikan system would not take her address. I have no idea why. So I just brought up another one of our customers, our daughter McKenna, and I placed the order underneath her and then had it shipped to my new friend Judy, and it went through. So is that going to somehow reflect on McKenna's? No, because there's no accounting that Nikan keeps track of as far as compensation. The compensation goes to us as the consultants above the customer. It's no different than if you walked into Costco with a friend. You don't have a Costco card, but your friend does. You walked in and you picked up a couple items and it just got tagged to their account, but you paid cash for it. It's not going to affect. There's no trace of it. It is what it is. So, that's one of those things. Again, getting into taxes. that, no, it's the other way. It's whoever's making the purchase on their credit card. That's where, you know, we get into, you know, tax issues. And 100% of what we're consuming and what we're utilizing on AutoShip, especially using the customer program like this as an example, this is a business expense. This is a business write-off. It doesn't matter if you're consuming it for yourself. This is a token business expense. And for us, as a buyer, we don't have a question about, we use that for business, but
My daughter was concerned on the name that was listed as the purchaser.
Yeah, when you look at the itemized orders that are going through on an account, it ends up going to what comes up on all those documentation is where does the order end up? When it ends up at, for example, your house, your address, that's what counts. It's like an automobile, wherever it's registered for, wherever that car lives, that's where it's registered at. It doesn't matter whatever address, the registration goes to that home. That's, you know, how it works, where it is at the end of the day. Same thing in segueing right on into, you know, taking advantage of mileage. You know, being able to be reimbursed or deduct 55 cents a mile, especially when fuel is only, you know, national average is right around $2 a gallon. This is absolutely huge. I drove 123 miles the other day doing different appointments and whatnot, and do the math on that. That gets to be quite a nice little write-off. I definitely did not go through, you know, 55 cents a mile roughly. You're talking about $65. I did not go through $65 worth of fuel in my truck during that 123-mile trek. But that's all deductions. And, you know, here's the rub, here's the fun part about it, when you look at Tax Freedom Day, and I won't give the dollar amount that Stacey and I earned together between her working for the school district and me full-time NECAN, is that when it all came down to it, a total of 12% of what we earned, we paid in taxes. And that's with a state income tax of 8%. And most of us have a sales tax, but that only, you know, you only contribute to that when you're spending. But we have a state income tax. So to be in a 12% tax bracket, and that's total. That's total for the year, what we earn, and that is because of the deductions and what we get to utilize. And this is not gray areas. This is black and white. Mileage is one of the biggest ones. And my biggest suggestion to everybody as you look ahead is just get a little pocket calendar, size of a checkbook, and that has, you know, month to month, and write down the person's name or the specific errands you went on during that day, and then how many miles were commuted during that. And when the vehicle resides at your home, that's your starting A point. And so getting back to that point, it's everything is, you know, deductible. And technically, you only have to keep records for one quarter of doing business. One quarter. So it's a 3-month period of time, and then that will count. You can, you know, multiply that times four will count for the year. I write it down every single day I get in my truck. I write down what the starting mileage is. And then if it's not, I just don't record it. If it's not, does not turn out to be, you know, what if an appointment cancels? But what if my intention going there, you know, on and on and on and on. But it's not a gray area. It's very much black and white. So I can't encourage you enough to take advantage of that. And again, with the AutoShip underneath customers, please take advantage of that. NECAN has redone the computer system. So you, when you log in, you can see in the top right-hand corner exactly what you need to do to be, number one, quality enrolled, how many retail orders underneath your account. They're right there. And when you get that blue check to being quality enrolled, then you know that you've at least hit 500 customer points, which is kind of fun to be able to do that every single month, because worst-case scenario, when you look at that, if you've achieved 500 points in customer volume, you're going to get a $125 commission back when you break down the numbers. So that's kind of a nice little bonus. And what we're seeing that down in our organization, people that are taking advantage of the customer program and using it, again, for their own auto ship consumption, but then also putting customers in the system and getting them to order at that customer rate, the amount of income that's being generated is just, it's wonderful seeing the increase of people getting checks. So,
do we need to report or ask the headquarters that we need to receive so much Nikken product point, or they automatically inform us that we have that?
As far as how?
As in the Nikken product reward.
Oh, no, they will, you automatically receive an email. And the new breakdown, the new structure on that is you hit 500 points and you get $25 Nikken reward dollars. You hit 1,000, you get 50. You hit 1,500, which it maxes out at, then you will receive 75 Nikken reward points. And you have up to 6 months to use those, so don't feel like you got to go spend them. You're not burning a hole in your account. But you will, should receive an email. I did not, for this last month, receive an email yet for the 225 points that we earned, but I know they're there. And you can call just like you're placing any regular order and utilize and tap into those points. And,
okay, one last question, and then so somebody else can get in. Okay, today is the last day of the month.
Correct.
Based on previous month when I order or autoship, and it was automatically push the amount to the next month. How can I keep it for this month when I order even the last day, the last minute?
It'll cycle through at midnight, and it will go if you pick today as the ship date. 4:30. As any type of auto ship order, whether it's monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, or semi-annually, if you select today's date, it'll count for the month of April. Even though you won't see it on there until the strike of midnight is when it gets calculated through, it will be for today's date if that's the date you select.
So that's up to 4:30 when
correct.
I have no order.
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Molly. Excellent questions. So, hey, line is open. *6 on your phone line. We got a few minutes left if you've got a question or comment.
Hey, Vance. It's Lyle.
Good morning, Lyle.
Been listening to Jean, and, of course, we second just everything that she has said. A couple of things, though. It was amazing with the HBM, 150. And we were in a tight space, so it was very interesting how we were able to adapt and go through that. And we had a couple of guests whose families were from Brazil that was able to stay for at least a half a day of it because they had a child that was sick and they had to go home. One of the gentlemen we found out, his father was in Nikken when Nikken first started in Brazil back in the 80s.
Wow.
And so it was interesting talking to him, and his dad told him, you need to get involved. So we look forward that they both live, these two guys live down in Fort Lauderdale, and I foresee them coming on board underneath Vicky for in our team. But the other thing was announced that, I might have missed it if somebody did say it, but Kurt Foley has basically fired the IT for the people doing the website and stuff, and SAP, for those that are into all the technical stuff, is going to be the new moderator of the website and putting all the IT stuff together that will be international and bringing all that together like originally planned a couple of years ago. And they look to probably have that, I think they said, by the end of the year.
Yeah, and that's one of the cool things, Lyle. We're already seeing that, instant changes and things that we know, like for example, the upper right-hand corner of the screen when you logged in as a consultant, we can see those numbers that are live minute to minute when, you know, an order is placed or when we put a customer order in, that we know what those numbers are accurate. Whereas before we didn't, we could see our own auto ship, which that was, that was irrelevant for what we were looking for. But having that opportunity to see, number one, how many customers you have, what our qualified personal point volume is, that number there, and then having that check mark of, when we're quality enrolled. That's something that's brand new that this, IT company is providing for us. Whereas before that would take months, sometimes years to suggest that, and we're seeing
right.
the instant immediate response on that. So it's truly been wonderful, and so that'll be a big change for the end result or the end product for us, is we don't need to know how or why. We just know that it's been set up and it's been changing. So the things that we want, things that we need, being able to see just by clicking on a number. If you pull up a genealogy report and you click on that number that's in TAN and seeing all of our customers, or I can see your customers. If I'm part of your upline, I can see all of your customer orders. And that's really nice to be able to do that, to go back and help people and double check and say, you've hit the 500, or you're, right now, you're just 11, or who was it? I was talking to somebody a couple of days ago, and they were 11 points shy in customer orders of $1,000, and so being able to see that at a glance, we never could see that before, and now we can see it. So that's, but appreciate Lyle, bringing
yeah.
that up,
and
mentioning that, because that's
yeah.
absolutely
key. You also gave us some kind of some good news and bad news there, because we knew that you couldn't get the filters anymore, so we went ahead and ordered another new air filter, and then now you announced that filters are coming back for our old system.
Well, the good news is you can turn around, and sell yours off for somebody who's brand new, or use it as a demo unit. That's something Mom and I were discussing yesterday, is having a few items ready to go when we're doing a presentation, especially like the insoles and the MagFlex and, maybe a power band necklace, but having a few of those items with you and then being able to show people and saying, well, hey, when we put your order in here, like I did yesterday with my brand new customer, Judy, put the order in. I had some of the items. I don't carry a tube of CM cream with me. I just had the samples. But she said, oh, no, we need to order this as well. I said, well, let's put your order in, and when it comes, touch base with me, and I'll come over and pick up the insoles, which I'd already given her that time, and then the duct. And so then I can replace my little inventory that I have. But so, Lyle, now you guys have an air unit that you can use for that matter and still replace the filters on your old one, because we have 5 of the original air units that we need to maintain those filters on. So I'm elated that we have
yeah.
those back now.
Yeah, because we got one of Generation 1, we have 2 Generation 2, and 1 Generation 3.
Okay. And they all have their pros and cons to them, more so pros
right.
than, anything negative. But that's the beauty of it, is that Nikon did respond.
Yep, and that's why anything, and we told a lot of people down there, they were some of them were complaining, well, this why didn't they do this, or why didn't they bring this back, and this. I said, get your people together, click on the green bar on the bottom right-hand corner, and let Nikon know what your feelings are, because if they get a big enough input, they will research it, and they may bring it back. It's been proven by the long guns, right?
Yep. The thermals and, now this, we've seen it over and over and over. And, hey, just as another note, we're running into, and I had this happen this week with 2 different people, and it was nice that I saved the email because I didn't have to rewrite the whole thing. But people that back prior to 2006, prior to Nikon discontinuing this unit, but the original PiMag counter unit, the white one, the PiMag 2000 that, we plumbed in, is that the filters are no longer available for that. In 2012, so 4 years ago, those were discontinued. Well, it was actually 3.5. But those are no longer available. And so on that note, when you look at the price of replacing those three filters for that counter unit versus looking at the waterfall, especially at the customer, at the consultant price, because most of these people are consultants, but it was $168 to replace all three of those filters versus the cost of a waterfall at $199, my recommendation and suggestion to anybody who is in that scenario, the extra $31 spent on a brand new waterfall will bring you up to the latest technology. And it's, my brother and I were talking about this the other day, and he said, you know, Vance, you got a valid point there. Why would you want to go backwards to something that you already have a newer version of it? So spending that extra $31 and having the newest unit that produces slightly higher, you know, pH, you know, alkaline water, and then all the other attributes about it. Number one, we're not relying on water flow. So if the water gets shut off for some reason or another, or, you know, you take it with you, it's entirely portable. You don't have to worry about interfacing with some of the certain types of faucets that we have today. You just fill it up. And those of us who we've been using the waterfall for the last few years, we know how much better it is than any of the counter units. And, you know, we just end up consuming a whole lot more water. So that when it comes to outdated or former products, that's something to keep in mind. It's a difference of $31 to replace all three of those filters for the PiMag 2000 is $168 versus upgrading to the waterfall is $199. So that it's a small price to pay to get the newest unit and be part of the, you know, 21st century and what we have now, because that original counter unit was introduced in 2000. So that was 16 years ago, folks. So it might be time to upgrade to the newest technology. So, anyways, on that note, is the top of the hour. Do want to announce one other thing, two other things, actually. The Milano jewelry is in the while supplies last, 20% off. That makes the earrings and then this necklace really, really cost effective. And the earrings are fantastic for both people who suffer from either headaches or migraine headaches. Absolutely tremendous the response we're having on that. And then lastly, I do want to announce, and there should have been an email sent. I don't know if it went to just West Coast people or whom, but Debbie Davis and Valerie Johnson will be hosting a Kenzen Vital Balance support call, a 30-minute call that will be on twice a week on Wednesdays and Friday mornings at 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. Okay, and I'm going to give the code out for this. Again, this is a call much like the one that Linda Morris does, I believe, on Tuesdays and Fridays. But she does hers 8 a.m. on the East Coast. That's 5 a.m. for those of us on the West Coast. So this is wonderful that Valerie and Debbie will be hosting this. And, again, it's Wednesdays and Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that's 11:30 for those of you on the East Coast. The phone number to join that, and again, I don't know if this email went out to everybody, but I'm going to give you the phone number for that. Area code 218-548-3988. Again, 218-548-3988. And the PIN code for that is 83854#. 83854#. A little note at the bottom of this email says that you have 4 times the success with support, which is absolutely 100% true. So 4 times the success with support. So plug into that. Focus on utilizing the Vital Balance. You'll hear stories, testimonies, all that kind of stuff, and even recipes and suggestions. So that's Wednesdays and Friday with Valerie Johnson and Debbie Davis.
And
so,
what time again was that, please?
That is at 8:30 a.m. West Coast time.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So on that note, I have got breakfast to be prepared and a little one that's got a soccer game this morning, so I need to get out the door. So thank you to, special thanks to Jean Brock for sharing so much about what was transpired in Orlando and then the great questions from both Lyle and Molly. So Everybody have a great weekend. Don't miss again the kickoff call Monday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time. That is the May kickoff call. And he's saying, that's when the news comes on. So, anyways, have a great weekend, everybody, and I look forward to talking to you either next Saturday, if not before. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Ma'am?